Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm Adam Paulus. This week, your toy of the week. I need to look this up because I had a schedule written. Oh, we're going to talk about the new Minicon battle packs from Transformers Robots in Disguise. There are two of them. One is Sideswipe, one is Strongarm, and these figures each include a cool Minicon companion. Let me grab the name sheet. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so you get these great instruction sheets with your Transformers, and you get two in every box. The set is up for sale on our website right now. Check website for availability. It is Wave 3 of the Minicons, and these are the first ones that include the Weaponizers Minicons. Strongarm has Sawtooth and Sideswipe. This is the second Sideswipe, mind you. He includes a cool sword whose name currently eludes me, because I am really good at organizing paperwork. Windstrike. And he's right here on my desk. So Windstrike the sword I saw early, I think it was the first Robots in Disguise Minicon with a weapon mode I ever saw. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get one of those. That's really neat. And it's this little robot that looks kind of like Nightbeat colors, and he turns into a sword. So you fold the sword blade back, and then you push down on the black peg grip, and boom, you get a robot. You fold out the feet, and you can stand up. It's a little guy. He's really cool. Has a sticker on his chest, and you can scan that for the Robots in Disguise app. Sideswipe, or as I like to call him, Alpine Sideswipe, is basically in Red Alert colors. For all of you old Transformers fans out there, you know that the original Sideswipe back in 1984 was a red car, and they basically tweaked him, made him white, and added some light bar, and said, okay, now he is a rescue car, a police car, a different vehicle. So this kind of builds on that. It's white and red, and it's still Sideswipe, but it's a Red Alert version of Sideswipe. He's got good articulation in the shoulders. Basically, they can move in and out. They can rotate forward and backward, ball-jointed elbow. And he's got bending knees and ball-jointed hips. The head turns, but it's a tough turn. Transformation's nice and easy. And he has a bunch of orange pieces of armor that can be placed on either the sword or on the big robot. So you can use them either way. I find them better on the sword. And you can also pull apart the, or put together the two sword blades to make kind of a big sword. And they can be held by their grips in the hands. They're supposed to be used as sort of like a Rodimus-esque spoiler fin on his back, but I haven't been able to get him to stay on there very well. But they're pretty awesome little swords, so that's cool. Yeah, so good figure. If you have the Wave 1 Sideswipe figure, it's a completely different set of armor. It's colored differently, and it would be irresponsible to say this is worth buying just for the Minicon sword, because some people I know don't like it. But I am enamored with the Weaponizer Minicons. We talked about the box set way back, thousands of years ago, on May 26th, I believe. It's good. It's neat. It's fun. And now you can have some more of them, because your robots need weapons. Sideswipe's perfectly good. If you don't have the original one, this is a good one to get. If you do have the original one, it's not bad. I mean, it's still Sideswipe, but that Minicon is really what you're buying. Strongarm and Sawtooth, way better. And this is good, don't get me wrong, but Strongarm transforms real nice. She's colored like Strongarm on the show. About, both robots are about 4 inches tall, about a little bit bigger, a little bit meatier than a Legends-class Generations Transformer. Her armor includes a sword, a helmet, well, more of a face mask, and other bits you can snap onto her, and that stuff can be pulled off and connected to the little froggy, sharky, Sharktacon-looking dude who's blue, and he turns into a big ol' spear trident thing. You can transform him from one mode to another by pulling on his tail, and if the armor is being worn, it does not get disrupted by transformation, which is very impressive, at least from an engineering perspective as far as I'm concerned, because to me that's magic. Everything fits perfect. He is a decent weapon and a really cool-looking creature. Strongarm turns into a police van. You can see there's a light bar on top. And the paint job is pretty good. If you've got the other ones, you know sometimes they give her more than others. This one has some unpainted windows, so if you're good with a paint marker or paint in general, you might want to customize it a little bit. But in robot mode, it looks perfectly fine, and nothing seems at all out of the ordinary. It just looks a little sparse as a vehicle. Sideswipe looks okay. He's got blue windows, and you can see those blue windows, because they are blue on a white figure. So, it's good. I would recommend Strongarm to anyone who is remotely interested in the concept, just because it's a nice, solid figure with a good, solid minicon. It works well. It's, I think, the finest example of this assortment so far. There have been six different figures, one of which is a repaint with some new accessories. I think she's the best. The other ones are all very nice. I like them all. It's a good scale, especially if you want to play with bigger figures, including an upcoming Entertainment Earth exclusive that will be announced on Tuesday or Wednesday. Basically, if you like Transformers, come to our site at some point on Tuesday after midnight, and come to our site on Wednesday at some time after midnight. It's a good thing for you to do. You can read into that as you will. And if you like robots in disguises anyway. So, I like this figure. I recommend it. I like the other figure. I recommend it. The price is pretty good. You get two minicons, two 4-inch figures, and a whole big old sack of armor for a pretty good price. I don't know if there's any more waves coming. I hope so, because they're really hitting their stride, and I wouldn't mind seeing a couple more Autobots. Maybe a new version of Fix-It. I just got the Legion version of Fix-It. It's one of the best things I've ever bought. I think they're still available in the cases on our website. I can't remember which waves he appears in off the top of my head. But that is a fine little toy. I'm probably not going to review him here, so I'll just say here, it is really good. He's only about 2¾ inches tall, but the robot mode is one of Hasbro's best recent robot modes for any line at that size, especially. So get him if you can. If you like the show, don't miss it. I gotta go eat some lunch, and I gotta get back to work, so I gotta let you go. I hope you enjoyed the Toy of the Week podcast. Don't forget to check out our website at entertainmentearth.com. We have a Dads and Grad sale going, and we have more sales on the way. We would love you to check them out, and of course, we would also love for you to check out our available selection of unique Transformers. We have Superion G2, we have Menasor G2, we have Victorion from the IDW Comics, who is a up-and-coming player. If you don't read the comics yet, you will, and you'll want her. So just buy it now. It's a lot easier. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Also, I'll hopefully see some of you in San Diego. I'm in meetings most of the time, so I might literally only see you. I won't know who you are, but you'll know I'm looking at you. Someone's staring at you. It's not creepy. It's not creepy. It's all in good fun. Not creepy. Not creepy. Goodbye, everybody.